The picture painted by panelists on our current affairs program focus today indicates that Ghana is on the right track to achieve its zero target of HIV infection by 2015, according to Acting Director of Technical Services at the Ghana AIDS Commission, Cosmas Ohinyeje. The country has achieved 76% reduction of mother-to-child transmission and hopes to hit the zero mark in the next 2 years. He also disclosed that the country is among a number of African countries that are coordinating efforts to manufacture antiretroviral drugs locally. He again debunked rumors that the antiretroviral drugs are in short supply. He said there are currently 164 sites in the country where people can get their antiretrovirals instead of traveling long distances to regional hospitals and polyclinics.
Transmission from the infected mother can take place in 3 key stages. 1 during pregnancy, 2 during childbirth, and the 3rd one is through breastfeeding. And the package we have is along these 3 key intervention points. The UNAIDS in May produced their global report on all countries on the situation of prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV. And in that report, Ghana was cited to have been able to reduce our transmission from mothers to children by 76%. Actually, we are looking at zero new infection from mother to child by 2015. Global Fund is still providing resources. Government has also made available some resources to be used to procure additional antiretroviral medicines for those who need treatment. You need WHO certification, and Ghana has invited a world consortium led by the AU and WHO, UNIDO. They were in the country in October to come and support this country to go through an assessment process through which they can come up with some recommendations. On a small scale level, some antiretrovirals are being manufactured, but we must go through some processes to ensure that we get a WHO certification for our pharmaceutical companies to produce world standard quality in the large quantities of ARVs to ensure that we will be able to get our local supplies from our local producers as well as to supply to other African countries.
For her part, the communications manager of the Ghana AIDS Commission, Mrs. Margaret Yamwa, used the platform to explain the alleged refusal of MPs to be tested for HIV, for their HIV status, to set an example for Ghanaians. She said the commission is educating the public to demystify the fear and stigma attached to the disease. She called on all, especially pregnant women, to be bold and get tested to prevent mother-to-child transmission of the disease.
This report stems from when the Ghana AIDS Commission was invited to the Public Accounts Committee to set the record straight. And what actually happened was that the House asked Ghana AIDS Commission to make available services so they could have themselves tested. What they were worried about was how discreet the health service personnel would be in order not to leak out the results. So they sounded the caution note that they would like to do that, but they wanted to make sure that the health persons were well trained and would not leak out the report. So they actually asked for it. But how that news got out, I cannot tell, because somebody obviously got it wrong and then leaked out the wrong information. The first step to knowing about your HIV status is getting tested. If you test and you are positive, right there at the clinic where you tested positive, you'll be counseled. If you test and you are negative, equally so, you'll be counseled. But the first step is to go out there and get tested. You should know your status, and then you'll be able to know what to do with your life.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program focus.